On today's program, we'll talk about not just any lie, but the biggest lie. I want you to stay right where you are because here we go. Interesting, isn't it? The biggest lie. What is the biggest lie? Well, we will talk about that on the program today. My name is Gary Zimak. You know it's always a pleasure to have you join me on the show. I love being here, and I'm really glad that you've been so faithful in listening to the program throughout this Lenten radio retreat. The numbers have been consistent, and a lot of times, I have to tell you, a lot of times we don't see this. A lot of times we will, I will see a dip in the listenership as the retreat goes on. So I'm really pleased. You're doing a great job. We're in the home stretch now. Lent is drawing to a close next week. And I still can't believe this. I had to double check. Next week, we begin Holy Week. We launch into Holy Week on Monday. The program will continue. We're going to do this Lenten retreat right up until Easter. And then after that, we'll switch and go back to our regular themes. Some of them may be different from before. So if you're a new listener to the program, I would hope that you'll stick around until after the Lenten retreat, because we've still got plenty of good things to do on the program. We will be looking at the daily mass readings, plus we have a different theme every night. The show will still be 30 minutes in length, and it will air Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. But right now, we got a retreat to continue going through. We are working our way through Matthew Kelly's book, Rediscover Jesus, chapter 36 already, believe it or not. There are only 40 chapters, so I'm going to supplement some of the material next week. Next week is Holy Week, so we will do a show on Holy Thursday and Good Friday, so the material will be a little different next week. I've got plenty of stuff to keep us busy, so don't worry about that. I really hope you're enjoying the book. I hope you're enjoying the retreat. I hope that you will continue to, in your quest to grow closer to Jesus. Just because this is over doesn't mean that we should stop. This is just the beginning. And I hope you found that there is that possibility of becoming closer friends with Jesus. That's what I was hoping you'd get when you were going through this retreat. Even if you feel a little bit closer to Him, even if you find yourself talking to Him more, if you find yourself more willing to read the Gospels, that's a good thing. I'll take it. Don't pressure yourself into thinking that you should be further along than you are. Let the Holy Spirit do that. All we need to do is show up every day, talk to the Lord, try our best, and let the Holy Spirit bring us along at the right pace. If you have any questions at all, you know where to find me. You can either go to my website, followingthetruth.com, or you can email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. Just a quick mention that if you're looking for a good complimentary book to Rediscover Jesus, I would suggest my latest book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. I made it really simple. I'm telling you, the steps that I give are very doable. Now, you might not want to put them into practice, but they're incredibly doable. I'm telling you, it will help you. It will help you to grow closer to Jesus. So I ask you to give it a try. We'll talk more about the book once the retreat is over as we continue to try to pursue Christ. And one thing I also want to ask you, too, if you have not liked my new Facebook page, which is Gary Zimak, speaker and author, I would really appreciate if you would do that. It's over on Facebook. Just search for Gary Zimak, speaker and author. You'll see two pages. You'll see my own personal account, and then you'll also see my speaker page. What I've been trying to do is put out some inspirational messages each day on that Facebook page, and I think it'll help you, and it'll help me if you like that page. If you wouldn't mind, I would really appreciate it. Also know that I want to come to your parish to speak. I would love to do that. You could contact me through my website, followingthetruth.com, or you could email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. And I hope we'll stay in touch after the Lenten radio retreat. Also, if you were looking for some of the greatest coffee you've ever had, Mystic Monk Coffee, available at my website, followingthetruth.com, which brings me to the beverage du jour today. Ready? Does that sound like Pascha Java? Well, yes, it is. I have some, and I have more on the way. Delicious stuff. That is, if you've ever had it, you'll realize that it's a really unique flavor of coffee. I don't think I've ever tasted anything quite like it, but it's a great celebratory blend. Now that we're about to celebrate The Resurrection of Our Lord, Mystic Monk Coffee. Check it out today. While you're there, check out my Amazon store, and please, if you could, consider making a donation to keep this program alive. I would really appreciate it. If you like the work that I do, if you've enjoyed the retreat and you would like to contribute, this program is completely listener-supported, as is my full-time ministry. So I'm depending on you, and I thank you for your past contributions. I thank you for your prayers, and I thank you for in advance for anything that you will be doing in the future. You know how important you are to me, and I've said many times, and I really mean this, without you, I would not be here. My ministry would cease to exist. So you're the reason I'm here. If you don't like me, it's your fault. But if you do like me, it's also because of you. So anyway, I figure you probably like me if you're listening to the program. If you didn't like me, you probably would not listen to the program, I guess. Anyway, that's what I think. But what do I know? But anyway, thank you so much for your help. Thank you for tuning in. Let us begin with prayer as we do each night on the program, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for the gift of another day. We thank you for the many blessings that you've given to us, the greatest being your Son, Jesus Christ. Please continue to help us as we travel on the road that will one day, with your help, lead to eternal life in heaven. Help us as we go through the Lenten season to stay close to you, to move away from sin and move closer to the life that you would like us to live. Father, please help those who are sick. Help those who are anxious. Help those who are lonely. Help anyone who is struggling with doubt or despair. Help anyone who is battling addiction. Help anyone who is struggling financially. Father, I turn this program over to you today. I ask you to speak through me, to guide me, and to guide all of us. Please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. I ask you to accept all of our own personal intentions, whatever they may be. Please handle them for us in the way that is best. We know that you can handle our problems a lot better than we can, but we ask you to handle them for us. We ask you to increase our trust in you so that we may always trust in your plan for our lives. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now, as we do each night, we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as together we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I thank you for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimak, and we do this program every Monday through Friday evening on Blog Talk Radio. You can either listen through blogtalkradio.com. You can listen directly from my website, followingthetruth.com, by going to the radio page. Or you can download the show from iTunes. However you want to do it, that's fine with me. I'm just glad that you're a listener. Glad to have you here. And we're blessed to be able to do this show for over 5 years now. It's a great blessing. It really is. And I don't take the responsibility lightly. And I know that I was just talking to somebody about the show today, somebody at my publisher. And I was saying that I've got some longtime listeners to the show. And you know who you are. Many people have been with me a long time on this program. And we have listeners around the world. So this is a great thing that we're able to reach people through the miracle of the internet. It's just incredible that we could do this around the world. Man, I'll tell you what, this would have never been possible when I was growing up. So this is an incredible thing. I'm grateful for your support, and I'm grateful to have you listen to the program. Please let your friends know about this show, and let them know that there's always an extra chair at my table. I don't provide the snacks. You have to bring your own snacks, but there's always an extra chair at my table. All right, it's not usual for us to talk about lies, but tonight We're going to discuss the biggest lie. The lies of this world suck the life out of us by destroying our joy. And you know what? Let's dwell on that statement for a minute, because it really is a true statement. There are many lies in the world that do destroy our joy. They really do. And we have to be careful that we don't fall for these lies, because they are just that. They're lies, and they don't do anything to bring about joy in our life. So be careful of that. Let's talk more about it. A powerful case can be made for the gospel. There is plenty of evidence that the joy we seek can be found by applying the teachings of Jesus to our lives. So, what is it that holds us back from fully embracing the gospel of Jesus Christ? Now, let's pause here for a minute, because I want to make sure you get this. Here's a takeaway for you. Please don't forget this. There's plenty of evidence to suggest that the joy we seek, pardon me, can be found by applying the teachings of Jesus to our lives. Please, please, please remember that. You are seeking joy. God wants you to have joy. The only way it's going to happen is if you embrace the teachings of Jesus Christ in the gospel. So therefore, what we have to do is know those teachings, right? And live those teachings. If we do that, we are going to be joyful. What stops us? Our fear and brokenness can be an obstacle. God invites us to a total surrender, and we are afraid to let go. Now, anyone who is struggling with anxiety knows that that's true. We are afraid so many times to let go. So fear can stop us from following Jesus fully and experiencing the joy that he wants us to experience. The culture and all its distractions can prevent us from seeing the beauty of the life God invites us to live. Self-loathing, unwillingness to forgive ourselves and others, biases and prejudices that have been born from past experiences, complacency toward others in need, selfishness. These are all real obstacles in our quest to authentically live the teachings of Jesus. And you know what? These are absolutely true. These are obstacles, and these things do get in the way. And we're going to continue to reading the rest of this, but I want you to remember, ask the Lord for help. Ask him for help. If you're struggling to let go and to really believe in his message, ask him for the help that you need to be able to let go of your fears, of the things that are holding you back. There are also the lies that are always swirling around Christianity. These lies can sow doubt in our hearts and minds and erode our faith. But again, remember what they are. They are lies. There are so many lies in circulation about Christians and Christianity. Most are the result of ignorance. Some are the result of intentional misinformation. A handful are a malicious personal attack upon Jesus in attempt to discredit, pardon me, the Christian faith. Some of these lies are aimed at our theology and beliefs, and others are aimed at the Christian way of life. But one lie is having a diabolical impact on the lives of modern Christians. It is the biggest lie in the history of Christianity. It is worth noting that this lie is not one that non-Christians tell. It is a lie that we tell ourselves as Christians. This is the lie. You ready? Here we go. The biggest lie. Holiness is not possible. The great majority of modern Christians don't actually believe that holiness is possible. Sure, we believe it's possible for our grandmothers or some medieval saint, but just not for us. We don't actually believe that holiness is possible for us. Search your heart. Do you believe holiness is possible for you? And I want you to pause and really think about that. Do you believe that holiness is possible for you? I'm not sure when or where this belief began its stranglehold on the spiritual life of Christians and the church. No doubt, there was a complex series of psychological reasons and excuses that cause us to accept and believe this lie. It is diabolical in its subtlety, evil genius in its simplicity. It is astounding that just one lie can neutralize the majority of Christians. That's right, neutralize. This lie takes us out of the game and turns us into mere spectators in the epic story of Christianity. It may be the devil's biggest triumph in modern history. It is the Holocaust of Christian spirituality. In a thousand ways every day, we tell ourselves and each other, holiness is not possible. But it is a lie. And we cannot experience the complete joy that God wants for us and that we want for ourselves until we get beyond it. I hope you realize how optimistic that message tonight is. Because when you start to feel that, oh, somebody else can be holy, but I can't do it, you have to understand that it is a lie. You can do it. You can be holy. The Lord wants you to be holy. The Lord wants to help you become holy. Please remember that tonight. Today's point to ponder, you cannot get closer to God if you accept the lies of the world. The verse to live, Proverbs 13:5, the righteous hate what is false. Question to consider, when did you stop believing holiness was possible for you? Did you believe it when you were young? What happened along the way? Something to think about. Today's prayer, Jesus, protect me from all the lies that seek to build a barrier between you and me, and remind me of my great destiny. What is your great destiny? Your destiny is that you will live with the Lord forever in heaven one day. That's why you were created. If you don't achieve that, guess what? Your life was a failure. I know that sounds harsh, but it's true. The reason I tell you that is because I want to fire you up, and I want you to realize that it's possible for you. You can become holy. And remember, it's not going to happen solely by doing this 40-day Lenten retreat. We have to keep going. We have the rest of our lives to work on this, and we should spend the rest of our lives working on holiness. This is just the beginning. This shows us that we can get closer to Jesus, but we're going to continue to work throughout our lives. And God willing, I plan to be here. If you need some help, you need a partner, hang out with me on this program. I'm going to be here, and I'm going to help you for as long as I can, until I can't do it anymore. Because I want you to know you're not fighting this battle alone. And yes, it is a fight sometimes. You're going to get discouraged. You're going to get tired. You're going to be tempted. I battle with these things every day. The past couple of days, I have just been tired. And when I get tired, I get discouraged. But I have to continue going forward. Because I know that I can't base my spiritual life on feelings. If I do that, I'm going to be in trouble. And I have to learn to pray. We all have to learn to pray whether we feel like it or not. And we have to believe the truth whether we feel like believing it or not. You can be holy. I can be holy. Let's continue to walk one day at a time and depend on the Lord. Okay? All right. Now, if you have questions, you can ask me. Gary@followingthetruth.com. Now, the first reading today, we're going to look at the daily mass readings for Wednesday, March the 16th. Wednesday of the fifth and final week of Lent. So Lent, we move into Holy Week, which is a special sort of an extension of Lent. But the fifth week of Lent, we celebrated that Sunday this week, last week, I'm sorry. This Sunday is Palm Sunday when we move into Holy Week. First reading is from the book of Daniel, beginning in chapter 3. Now, I'm really familiar with this reading because I got to read it at daily mass today. I was filling in for the regular lector. I love this story. King Nebuchadnezzar said, "It is true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not serve my God." I'm sorry, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not serve my God or worship the golden statue that I set up? Be ready now to fall down and worship the statue I had made whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, flute, lyre, harp, psaltery, bagpipe, and all the other musical instruments. Otherwise, you shall be instantly cast into the white-hot furnace. And who is the God who can deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered King Nebuchadnezzar, "There is no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If our God whom we serve can save us from the white-hot furnace and from your hands, O king, may he save us. But even if he will not, know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue that you set up." King Nebuchadnezzar's face became livid with utter rage against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace to be heated seven times more than usual. and had some of the strongest men in his army bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and cast them into the white-hot furnace. Nebuchadnezzar rose in haste and asked his nobles, "Did we not cast three men bound into the fire?" "Assuredly, O king," they answered. "But," he replied, "I see four men, unfettered and unhurt, walking in the fire, and the fourth looks like a son of God." Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver the servants who trusted in him. They disobeyed the royal command and yielded their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own." Now, I'll tell you what. The first thing that's kind of funny is I told you I was familiar with this reading because I read it earlier today. So what do? I flub the very first line of the reading. You know what? One of the ways God keeps me humble on this show. I'm just sorry you have to witness it. But it's a great reading because when we hear this, when we hear this reading, and you're, I would suspect you're familiar with it, we generally think of the fact that the world can be an unfriendly place to Christians, and we can be forced, if we're going to practice our faith, we're going to be in situations that require us to make a decision. Either we stand up for the Lord and either look stupid or subject ourselves to persecution because people are going to make fun of us or something worse even, or we back down, don't say anything, or deny our faith. And I'm sure you realize what we're supposed to do. Now, I've always been someone who has struggled with this throughout my life. I've never wanted to stand out, never wanted to look especially strange. So I would always try to fly under the radar and really not stand out. That has always been my thing throughout my life. I've had that tendency to do that. As I've grown closer to Christ, I'm realizing that I can't continue to live my life like that. If I believe in Him, if I love Him, I need to tell the truth and stand up for what He believes in, whether or not people like me for it. And that's what's going to happen. We're all going to have to make that change. And sometimes it's very subtle. If you stand up for what you believe in, or if you believe in, stand up for the Lord and the truth, you're going to have people who will criticize you. And it may cost you a job promotion. It may cost you a friendship. It may cost you some things. Ultimately, it could cost you your life. That happens all over the world. Will it happen to us? I have no idea. But we certainly see that in our lives, there is a tendency for Christianity to be more and more opposed in the world. So, who knows what's going to happen? What you need to remember is to ask for the grace to be able to stand up for what's right and stand up for the Lord. And as we see with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, the Lord will be there to help us. He's not going to let anything harm us, or I should say, He's not going to let anything hurt our chances of getting into heaven. Ultimately, that's the greatest harm that can happen to us. Will we have to suffer? We might have to suffer. It might not be physical suffering, but it might be emotional suffering. He never promised that we will never have to suffer. But just remember that if you stick with the Lord, if you're faithful to His teachings and to Him, you could still experience joy in the midst of whatever suffering you have to face. We want to live not just for this life. And that's one of the lies of the world, that you should go for all the pleasure you can seek in this world. Well, it's only going to be temporary. And is it worth jeopardizing pleasure that lasts forever, eternal pleasure, for something that's going to be gone in the blink of an eye? That requires courage. It requires grace. We can't do that on our own. So ask the Lord for the strength to always stand up for Him, even if it's not popular, okay? Responsorial Psalm, once again from Daniel 3, glory and praise forever. Blessed are You, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. And blessed is Your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and excited and exalted above all for all ages. Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious forever. Certainly something to think about when we pray, this desire to worship the Lord and to acknowledge his greatness and the fact that he is praiseworthy and that his glory will last forever. Today's gospel is from John 8, 31 through 42. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We're descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me, because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence. Then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." And Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." And listen, what do you think happened to Jesus when he spoke the truth? That's right. He was killed. Expect pushback. Expect opposition. Expect some sort of retaliation or contempt or anger or somebody making fun of you. Many people, because some did receive his message, but many people didn't receive the message of Jesus willingly. Many people rejected the messages of the prophets. Why? Because they didn't want to be told what to do. They were happy to continue to sin and to do what they wanted, not what God wanted. But we're better than that, right? We're better than that. We know that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. We know that if we follow him, we'll get to heaven. If we believe the lies of the world and we don't follow Jesus, we're not going to get there. So let's continue. Let's continue to follow Jesus and to not be afraid, to stand up for what's right, even when there is the threat of opposition. In the end, you're going to be more joyful and you'll get to heaven. It is a really sweet deal. Now, tomorrow, by the way, as always, if you have questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com is the place to email me. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about holiness is possible. And there are some examples. Mr. Kelly will give us some examples of holy moments, things that we can do to become holy. So we'll talk about that on the show tomorrow. God willing, I plan to be here, and I hope you will be able to join me. I thank you again for joining me tonight, and I just want you to know how important you are to me. You are in my prayers, and I would ask you, if you wouldn't mind, to please pray for me and for every one of us who are making this retreat. We're all trying to get to the same place. We're all trying to become holy. We're all trying to get through Lent and make this our best Lent ever. We still got another week to go. And I hope you'll continue to hang in there with me, and we're going to get through this, and we are going to continue to grow closer to Jesus. And again, if you want to bring me out to speak at your parish, followingthetruth.com is my website. If you'd like to make a donation to my work or support my work through my Amazon store or to purchase a Mystic Monk coffee, you can do that at followingthetruth.com as well. I thank you for everything. I hope you have a wonderful night. God bless you, and God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Take care.